Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Today we meet J. Paul Taylor, who talks with StoryCorps facilitator Aaron Dickey about how his parents met, his career as an educator, and as a legislator.
They met at a Fandango, but my mother was carefully chaperoned. Her mother went every place she went. But evidently, they struck a note of amour, and they were married.
How did they strike a note of amour?
Well, it was very distant, I'll tell you. But with the, they did what they called, it's like a square dance. They didn't get close to each other, but they found a very nice feeling toward each other, and they married. And that was, my mother was one of the first Hispanic women who married Anglo-Americans.
Did she ever tell you what that was like? Was it difficult?
No, it wasn't difficult. I'm sure it was difficult with my father's sisters at times. But my father fit in to the Hispanic mode very well. It was a very nice arrangement. I'm one of six children. I'm the last of their children. There were seven years difference in age between my youngest sibling.
Okay, I see. Well, we haven't talked at all about, you mentioned you became an educator because of your fifth grade teacher. You were an educator and then you were a state legislator. How did you get into politics?
Okay, when I first came back from the Navy, I was in naval intelligence. And I had received my degree, came back. I was asked to be associate registrar because I had worked as a student in the registrar's office. And I had the biggest salary as a student. After 4 years, I got 35 cents an hour. Started at 25. And then I decided I should do what I planned to do, teach. So I became an elementary teacher and received $2,400 a year. And then I moved through the ranks. I became a principal. I became an elementary coordinator for the school system, and eventually an assistant superintendent and associate superintendent. And I retired in 1985 at 65 and did not intend, even though you have to know about my mother's family, they were all big politicos. My grandfather was New Mexico's delegate to Congress in 1877. He was New Mexico's delegate when
because
we were a territory.
And
there was just one delegate. And they were all very political. They were also merchants. And so I was going to garden in our patio and write. And a friend of mine came and said, "Paul, we want you to run for governor." I said, "That's absurd. I'm not going to run for governor. I'm going to putter in the garden and write." And she said, "Well, we really want you to do that." And I said, "Well, forget it." And in 3 weeks, she was back. And she was very persuasive. And she said, "Paul, you won't run for governor. But will you run for state representative?" And I said, Mary Ellen, please just leave me alone and let me garden in the patio and let me write. And she said, we really need you. And she said, well, talk to your family. They all thought it was a good idea. So I ran for the state legislature from this district. And I was there 18 years.
Wow.
When I retired.
Wow.
So now I have been out of the legislature several years. And in the meantime, one of the reasons I retired, my wife was not well, and she has since died. And she was a wonder. She was a writer, and we had a wonderful life together.
What's her name?
Mary Helen Daniels Taylor.
I want to know, what are you proudest of in your life?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm proud of my culture, and it's a mixed culture. But, you know, I was involved with the bilingual program in the schools. We have a lot of tourists in our house, and I want them to feel that the house they live in as important as the house we live in. And it's adobe, has vigas and latillas, the big beams, and the latillas are the little cross sections. And I just want them to be, I hope that I've developed a feeling among the students that I've had that their culture is important. I was asked to speak at one of the citizenship meetings, and one of the things I told them was, you know, I was born in the USA, so I had no choice, but you had a choice, and you came here. And so, culture must be valued. If you speak Spanish, don't lose your Spanish. Learn English and be productive, but be proud of your Spanish heritage and whatever heritage that the individuals came with who were becoming citizens.
That's great. Thank you so much for talking with us today. It's been wonderful.
Well, thank you. I think this is a great program.
J. Paul Taylor, with StoryCorps facilitator Aaron Dickey, from a conversation recorded in Mesilla. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.